Here with me in this interview is Hanna Restholt, who is the CEO and president of Tina, which is a company that is based here in Norway, I believe.
Yes, Tina is a dairy co-op based in Norway, and Tina is owned by 18,000 farmers, building on the principles of the co-ops.
So does that mean you have 18,000 bosses that you have to answer to?
Yes, but I'm happy to say that they have elected a board of directors for Tina.
Well, tell us a little bit about the company and the types of products that you produce.
Yes, we are producing a wide variety of products, starting with milk, ordinary milk, skim milk, and fermented milk, yogurt, and so forth. But we are also producing ice cream and yogurts, and of course, cheese is important for us.
Well, speaking of cheese, we're here at the IFAJ Congress in Hamar, Norway. And tonight at our reception, I believe we're going to get to sample, I hope, a very special cheese, and there's a special celebration tied to that. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Jarlsberg celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and it was invented sort of by the Agricultural University of Norway, but based on old traditions of cheese making in Norway. Today we are very proud that we can celebrate 50 years of Jarlsberg, because that means it has succeeded in the market and have become a strong brand. And I'm proud to say that Jarlsberg is the number one imported cheese brand in its category in U.S.
How would you describe the cheese? What sets it apart? What are its characteristics?
It's a semi-hard cheese, and you can have it in different fat contents. But what's most important is that it's a lovely taste, and not a little bit sweet taste. And it's very, you can use it for many purposes, just as it is, or for many different dishes.
How much do you produce?
Last year we produced 25,000 tons of Jarlsberg, and when it comes to the United States, I think it was 11,000 tons for the United States, and some of it goes for the sandwich market, but most of it we sell through the retailers.
What do you think about the opportunity to interact with agricultural journalists here at a meeting like this one?
I think it's fun because they are all so interested in and curious about what they hear, and really want to learn to know about Norwegian agriculture and Norwegian products.
Well, something I think our dairy producers in the United States might be interested in is the challenges they face in terms of regulations, and if they want to start a new dairy or a new operation, it's not an easy process anymore in the United States. How about here in Norway? Would you have comparable concerns to our dairy producers when it comes to those issues?
It's not easy in Norway either, and I think the good thing about the Norwegian dairy co-op is that it is a co-op. So they are together, and that makes it possible to invest in the future and to make what we need to do to be efficient, and also go together to do some research and have innovations.
How would you describe your feelings on the future for the dairy business in Norway?
Of course, the globalization is also coming to Norway, and because we are there, are so much based on the oil and gas industry. It's a high-cost country, and that's hard to combine with agriculture. So we are very much dependent on an active agricultural policy, and also the international trade barriers, trade policies is very important for Norway.
What are, and you've answered this in part, but what are some of the biggest challenges that dairy producers have in your country?
You need to invest on your own farm, and for the time being, you don't know what the outcome of WTO is. And I think the hardest decision for Norwegian farmers today is, should I invest and make new investments at the farm, or what are the future for my children? And that's part of it. But many young farmers are optimistic and they are investing for the future. And I think the dairy co-ops as well as the meat co-ops and so forth are the guarantees for those optimistic young farmers that we really have to build on.
That sounds like you share a lot with of the same concerns and issues that we do in the United States as well. Is there anything else about Tina that you would like people to know that we didn't touch on?
I think it's important for people to know that Tina is a company that has this high quality on the milk based on healthy cows, and that that quality systems combined with lovely products gives trust into the market.
Well, thank you very much. That's Hanna Refsholt, who is the CEO of Tina here in Norway. And from the IFAJ Congress, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.